Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Cool. Lank, it's your turn.
Well, what about Bernard and everything?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
I need this
information. Fuck!
That's part of
Lank was about to sit up, and then he sits back down.
Yep, so just wait a second,
get
Lank.
Get back in ass position.
All right. So you wanted to tell Bernard. He says, he sounds kind of casual. So it's...
He does?
Yeah.
He's trying
Fuck
to impress
you, Bernard!
A goat.
Basically, it doesn't seem like he knows really what's going on with you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Says, Nick's, looks like Nick's heading over here. You want me to rile up these goats?
Yes! Oh my god, we're all gonna die, Bernard.
Okay.
No! This is an emergency! Stop being so nonchalant!
He just thinks you're being dramatic. As
no, I'm not being dramatic!
And he starts fulfilling what probably is the inspiration for many of the chupacabra myths and starts biting the goats. Goat sucking. And they
start goat sucking.
Yep, he starts goat sucking, as per your request.
Okay.
You instructed your brother to start goat sucking, and goat sucking he did.
Wow.
At least I'm telling you that. You don't actually know.
You better be!
All right, you'll find out, I guess. Yeah, why am I telling you all this?
Stupid.
Lank, it's your turn! You are face down. Your hand is still clutching the gem. It is less free. I will note, I forgot to mention this before, with the severe movement of the hut as it started scurrying across the ground, a significant amount of the goat's blood within the pool, the tub has sloshed over the side.
Gross.
Coating most of you as well as a significant part of Batwack's ass position.
Oh, you guys are gonna smell.
And that cavity's got a lot of blood in it, so you're deep in it, buddy. But your hand is now free.
Joy.
So where is the woman?
Baba Lasaga?
Yes.
On the map, she is within the cavity of the giant skull right next to Will.
Oh, okay.
I got her away from you.
You were trying to look for her, she was outside. She cast this horrible spell on you, causing you an intense amount of pain, and then floated away as the hut stalked towards the east.
Okay.
For the listeners, the skull and Will are to the northeast of the hut, about 15 feet away or 20 feet away from the hut proper. Anyway, go.
Lank is going to first look to Batwack and suggest maybe we should get out of here.
With your hand still down in the hut, in the hole?
I thought my hand was free.
Your hand is still down in the cavity, grasping
okay.
the gem. I'm assuming
okay, I am going to retract my hand.
Okay. As soon as you do, the hut sort of shudders and tilts
yes.
and creaks
and
cracks.
Explodes.
And
explodes.
Then...
Thank you. Lank and Batwack are blown sky high.
Suddenly the cavity is filled with the craziest mixture of bodily fluids that you can imagine. Not only the goat's blood and the black ichor, no. It creaks and groans, and then suddenly the hut that you're in sort of drops a good 10 feet.
Whoa.
As the bottom of the trunk, which has kind of been supported by these legs, kind of splays out as if been squashed,
whoa.
You know, like if you squashed nice. A spider, and thud, strikes the ground. Rafina, can you give me a dexterity check?
11 plus 3 is 14.
All right, you're able to grab on. You're kind of swinging now from the cage of ravens that's calling above you, but you're able to keep yourself from tumbling to the ground.
I'm also nimble, mm-hmm. for what it's worth.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It says so on my sheet.
Cheat. Halfling nimbleness. You can move through the space of any creature that is of a size larger than yours.
Oh, so I can't move through a raven then.
She can move all over this space.
Yeah, right through it.
It's a creature that's way larger than her.
Exactly, yeah. Is it a creature, though? It's not really a creature.
It is a construct, if you would like to know.
Oh.
Do we ever get to find out why the remove curse didn't work, by the way?
It's not, it's not cursed.
Well, what would you call it?
I would call it...
It's magical. Magically, it's totally magical.
Magically constructed or animated.
Oh, man. Technicality. I was just curious. Please.
So, yes, the hut is now completely immobile. With this last violent shudder and thump, the bathtub is now completely devoid of goat's blood, and it is upon most of you, Lank, and a little bit on Bathwack.
Can Lank, without moving, just very slowly slide on the blood out the door?
It's pretty slick. Yeah, you could. You know, could
pretty much like
long...
an air hockey puck.
You can skid along. Yep. Get a nice carom off of the one doorway and change your trajectory. You can pretty well slide out that front door if you'd like to.
Sort of tumble off into the grass.
Okay. Yep. It's still about, 5-10 feet up. Nothing that's really going to do you any harm.
Does that look deliberate, Lank?
It's going to be, I think, Lank would have sort of looked up to see what was going on, but I don't think he would have really tried to stop himself. He was about to suggest to you, let's get out of here, and then the hut collapsed. So he doesn't have the energy to stop himself from sliding out the door, so he's just going to sort of let himself slide out the door. Okay. Maybe before I fall over the edge, I'm going to wave the gem so you see that I have it.
Oh, good.
That the operation was successful.
Yep.
Just Lank completely red.
So yeah, you can.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You can skid out the door and fall. You still fall. You're still prone. You don't land magically. Well, give me a dexterity check. Let's see how great you are.
Yeah.
Let's see how great you are.
I'm great. I mean, watching Queer Eye, I have confidence.
If I'm sliding away from Bathwack, do I get his bonus?
It's not a saving throw. It's just a dexterity.
Oh, it's just dexterity. Then it is 16.
Okay. Sure. Why not? That's enough distance to fall. You've gone through enough heartache, Lank. You land on your feet. You're still soaked in goat's blood, but, yeah.
I'm going to carefully... How big is this gem?
It's like the size of a pretty big pine cone.
Okay. Then...
Make a reindeer out of it.
Yeah. Lank's going to try to tuck it inside his clothing so that he doesn't let it drop. Now that's all right,
so
slippery.
For the record, Lank has now put the gem in his pants.
His crotch is glowing.
That explains
green.
The bulge.
Yeah, and I'm already regretting this because, okay, I'm going to... As I looked around to Bathwack, did he look fine other than being goat bloody and on his ass?
In terms of physical damage, yes. I mean, Bathwack, you can tell us if you look completely mortified or emotionally traumatized.
I meant more, he doesn't have, like, a sword sticking out of his forehead or something.
No, he does not.
Okay. Then I'm going to move away from this company, Will and Babala Ganoush.
Okay.
Turning around, I would see Rafina, right?
Yeah, she is hanging from her fingertips by the raven's cage that is projected out from the corner of the house.
Hi, Lank! What happened?
This is all Lank's saying.
You don't smell so good. Why are you tinged
Can
pink?
How far above the ground are the cages now?
I'd say she is probably 12 feet off the ground or so.
Okay, so completely out of my reach.
By a factor of...
I'm gonna wipe my hands in the grass and get out my Warhammer.
Okay. You have gotten out your Warhammer.
Are you going to hit Rafina with it?
It pisses me off that you're so high in the air.
Get down here! Get some blood on you!
I'm not going to move any closer, but I want to see, like, does Will have the situation in hand? I mean, the woman can clearly beat the crap out of me, and I don't know what I can do against a swarm of flies.
She's no longer a swarm of flies. She transformed back into her old lady form that you saw before.
Oh, I thought she was still, like, flies, but had taken that shape.
Nope,
she completely transformed
back.
Okay.
And you don't see Will anywhere. You see Strahd von Zarevich, sort of splayed out and bloody in the upside-down pallet of this this giant skull that she is standing in.
Ah, shit.
All right, I'm going to just stand at the ready, but trying not to be loud enough that she hears, just be like, Bathwack!
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
These always end well. Ooh, I actually have pretty high stealth.
Yeah, you're a criminal.
Total of 18.
Bathwack, you hear Lank whispering, and it's pretty amazing how he's able to make it carry towards you. You feel like you should not normally be able to hear it. You feel like he's used to whispering under the cover of dark to his unscrupulous comrades.
He can figure all that out.
Is this what everyone hears before he clubs them?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's my assassin's motto. Yep. I walk up behind someone and I go, Bathwack.
Because he used to thwack them with a bat. That's how Bathwack got his name.
Yep.
We're gonna tie that in later. That's gonna come.
I knew that name sounded familiar, said Lank.
As Lank was bringing Bathwack's mother to climax, he whispered in her ear.
No!
That would be a twist if Lank turns out to be Bathwack's father.
Oh my Daddy. God.
That would be... You must take after your mother in terms of height.
Speaking of Bathwack, Bathwack, it's your turn.
All right, but wait, what is Lank trying to tell me?
I want you outside, because I really have no idea what to do at this point.
He sounds urgent.
All right, well then, in 3 of these 6 seconds, I want to look around the room.
Okay.
Is there... I don't know.
It's red. Top to bottom. It's red.
Except you notice that there was the plate of brownies. It's now on a completely different table, but it looks untouched.
What?
Whoa.
That somehow that's worse.
What's at the foot of the bed?
More brownies.
That, I believe, is a chest. Yeah, a barrel-topped wooden chest reinforced with brass bands.
Is it closed?
There we go. Reinforced with John Philip Sousa.
So, I mean, I'm kind of hoping there's something in here that might help us. I don't know. I don't know why Lank urgently needs me outside. It feels pretty safe in here.
The one thing I'll note is that you did see Baba Lasaga appear in the doorway, point her finger at Lank, and shoot him full of black energy that seemed to deal him a significant amount of damage, and then fly away.
Right.
So don't forget that. That being said, feel free to explore the space.
All right. All right, Lank, you convinced me. I'm going to ride the blood water slide out the front door.
The blood river?
Yeah.
He said he's going to slide out the blood
river. Are you going to stay in ass position, or are you going to try to stand up and surf out?
I don't know what I do better, guys.
Probably neither.
You're a turtle. You would probably surf pretty well.
Yeah, you're a ninja turtle.
Because that's what turtles do.
You just duck your head into your neck and away you go.
I'm not going to stand up. It's too slippery in here.
Oh, you should spin! Like Gamera!
Or like a hero on a half shell?
Turtle power.
All right. Here comes another lawsuit.
If I ever get rocket boots, I'll do a Gamera impression.
All right, very good.
All right, let's go. You're going to skid out. All right. Go ahead, and then give me a dexterity check.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not landing on my feet. 10.
10. All right. He's landing on you blank. Fall on top of blank.
Oh, I ruined it. I'm sorry. I was like, that's
just edit it out. I'll sound amazing. So, yep, you skid out the front door and tumble down on top of Lank.
I love that Lank's turning into Whisper, Bathwack, come out! He just gets a crotch full of Bathwack right in his face.
And you're both prone on the ground.
So he, like, sticks the landing and then gets flat in my knee.
And someone plays the Laurel and Hardy theme song.
Can I use the rest of my action to stand up?
All right, rest of your movement. Okay. Yeah. You're standing next to prone Lank. You still have an action if you would like to use it for something. You see what I described. You see Baba Lasaga in the skull, Strahd splayed and bloody in the pallet, Rafina hanging from the raven cage.
Normal day.
She doesn't look to be in too much. She doesn't seem like she's like hanging on for dear life. She's just kind of swinging there.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do this right now, but as Bathwack gets off me, I can offer him the gem, hoping that somebody versed in magic might know of some way to either use it or protect it, or that something we could do with it.
Sure.
If it's powerful enough to turn on a house, you know.
You're offering it to me.
Well, Rafina's up in a tree.
She's probably never coming down.
Do we know that Will is...
No.
You guys don't...
I might. Wouldn't... Did I see it?
You were close enough that you would know. I mean, it was Will there 1 second, and then it was Strahd. Yeah. You've all seen Will become Strahd before. He did so at the Battle of Yester Hill. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. I'm just not sure that I would think to tell people that that's right. Will, but...
No, it's okay. I didn't think to go in front of you when that tree was throwing rocks at you, so...
Yes, well, it's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Since it's not my turn, I won't say anything. I'll just offer Bathwack the gem.
Yep.
All right. Am I able to quickly appraise it, but also cast a spell?
Yeah, that's fine.
So what do I notice about the gem?
It looks very similar to the one you got out of the wicker statue of Strahd on top of Yester Hill. You can very safely assume that this is one of the gems that was stolen from the Martikov's vineyard.
It's going to make the wine come back!
Alright, and we gave that one back to the...
You did.
The Wizard of Wines.
Because you know they need that to grow grapes in this blasted place.
Yeah, but we don't know we don't have any idea how else these gems can be used.
No, I mean, obviously it was a source of great magical energy. It was able to animate this hut. So, you know that they're not just for grape growing. Other than that, though, you don't know.
Alright, well, I'll put it in my backpack. And then I'd like to bless everyone right around. It has a 30-foot range, but I'm leaving Will out because I don't want to spoil the illusion.
Cool.
So, bless Rafina, Lank, and me.
Cool.
What does that give us?
It's an additional d4 for attack rolls or saving throws.
Oh, so it doesn't add anything at the moment.
No, whenever you attack or whenever you are attacked, you need to save. Yeah.
How long does this last?
1 minute.
Okay, awesome. So attack rolls or saving throws. Try to remember. Let's all try to remember. Okay. We'll all forget.
Okay. We'll all forget.
Okay.
I only need to use a level 1 spell slot for that, so that's all I'll do.
Awesome. All right. So, this hut is rendered immobile, so we go to turn to Baba Lasaga. She says,
"Are you safe, my son?"
I don't know! And I'm kind of flailing and trying to like make it look like I'm not really in there, trying to delay whatever, you know, doesn't matter.
She reaches down and she grasps onto you.
Oh no!
Thankfully, you wear kind of fancy clothes, so the collar kind of matches Strahd's collar.
Oh god!
And the ruse isn't immediately dispelled. Okay. And she kind of hauls you up with surprising strength.
Okay.
Up into the the jaw of this skull, and then she says,
"Hold on tight, dear."
To what? Not you.
But and nothing happens.
Yeah, right?
You feel the skull kind of shudder. It's not like a perfect fit, the immovable rod.
So smart, Katie. Nice job.
Thank you. I'm just
impressed somebody remembered any item ever.
The rod, I know.
I've been trying to look. I have so many things, not necessarily magical things, but just stuff. And I'm like, I want to use my stuff. Like, I'm trying to look. I was trying to look at all of it. That's like the only magical thing I have, though. I have a rod of the pack keeper, but otherwise I have like, you know, stuff, just like little glass things and whatever. I just want to figure it out. Use
the stuff.
So yeah, she looks like she's like almost like she normally, like when she was moving before, if any of you saw or noticed, it was just moving effortlessly. Like she wasn't like pointing or like leaning or anything like that. It was just basically you would assume she's controlling it with her mind.
Right.
But she looks like she's, like, furrowing her brow, and then she's actually, like, trying to, like, lean, like, a little kid playing Mario Kart or something like that, like.
Is she Yoshi? She's Yoshi, isn't she?
She's Toadette.
Aww.
And then she says, drat this thing, it's not moving, I'm sorry, my boy.
Oh,
that's
no.
Not the right voice.
That's, yeah, sounds right, I think. Oh no, we're gonna be destroyed! Oh, help! Woe is us!
I'll fend them off! Please,
no!
Stay down, stay safe!
Go! No, you go! I am the I'm Strahd! I'm Strahd! I'm the ruler of this land! You go, mother, go!
You're screaming
fly
this
away.
As she holds her hand up to the sky, and she says, come down, come down, come down!
No,
and
no,
this,
mom!
This ball of flame appears over your heads, Rufina, Lank, and Bathwack.
Oh no.
And I need all of you to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh no, this is a fire.
Remember Bathwack's bonus.
And, yes, plus four, and then you also, because he blessed you, you get to add, you can also roll an additional d4 and add that.
Well, what are we, which one, dexterity you
dexterity,
said?
Dexterity, please.
I only get the D4.
Right.
I am using everything I can.
I have a 16, so I get to add 4 to that, right?
You get to add 4.
And then I roll a D4.
And then roll a D4 and add that.
Guess what? I know what it says.
24.
Unfortunately, it says 1, but I did have the total of 20 before.
That's good.
Thank you, Bathwack.
Yeah.
19.
Wow, those are all awesome.
All right. You are all, as this ball of flame hurtles down above you, Rufina, you're able to swing yourself into, like, a pocket. It's not like this perfect orb of fire. It's like these swirling flames, and you're able to swing yourself into a sort of a less flamey part, and Lank, you scramble to the left, and Bathwack, you duck to the right, and rather than take the full amount, you're still singed. You each take 13 fire damage.
We still take how much?
13 fire damage.
Oh, for Pete's
God.
It's the frickin' windmill all over again.
And then she shouts out, come, come, my darlings, come! Protect me and my boy! And you hear some crashing in the undergrowth kind of all around you.
Oh, no.
And it is Rafina's turn.
Oh, shit.
Rufina, if you've got some healing in you, that would be ideal.
I'm all over it.
I am going to need to be doing some hammer swinging, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I am casting this spell using a spell slot of 4th level or higher. All right. So, mass healing word, dudes. Kumquat. That's it.
Yep.
And
that's the word.
And so up to 6 creatures of my choice, and that's all of everybody.
Yeah. Don't choose the people we're fighting.
Make it sound like
Lank is still putting his beard out.
And so it's one by 1d4 for each slot level above 3rd. So I'm at, what level am I at? 6th?
Spell slots? I'm not sure.
I forget how that works.
You're level 8. But that doesn't mean you have access to level... You don't have access
to... No, I have to level 4.
Okay, so you have...
Right?
Yeah. You should see your number of slots and whatnot there. No slot shaming.
So I have to roll, or do they roll?
Slot shaming. Slot shaming!
No, you roll. You roll.
Spellcasting ability modifier, which is wisdom, plus 4.
So 1d4 plus 4.
All right, plus an extra one, because I have one more slot.
Right, so 2d4. Plus 4.
Okay.
All right. Guys, Abby has to roll 2d4s right now.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
We're done tonight.
I got a 4. Oh. I got a 4. And a 4!
Whoa! Oh,
yes! And
oh, hallelujah.
I know how to read it, guys.
Yay!
So all three of you can regain 12 hit points.
So, and I'm not going to really move.
Okay. And that, just so you know, that is a bonus action, Mass Healing Words. You still have a full action to cast a spell. You're still clinging on to that cage, so you can drop down if you'd like. That doesn't take your action. That's a free action, basically, to let go. So you still have a full
action.
Oh,
you're still trying to free the ravens. I thought you were down with us.
I don't know if she's doing that. She's just hanging on.
Yeah, I'm just hanging on.
That's how she kept from tumbling to the ground when you stopped the hut so rudely.
I love that so much.
I sure wouldn't mind freeing the ravens.
We need backup.
But there's, I feel like there are definitely other things we need to be doing at this moment. So,
where is Nick?
He is over with the goats.
Yeah.
Nick!
Can I see her?
Yeah. She's kind of obscured by the skull, the cavity of the skull or whatnot, right. But, yes.
All right. I'm tempted to make her go blind, but I feel like what I should try to do instead is banish her. But what good would that do us? Because she'll come back after a minute.
We could at least like gather ourselves and come up with a plan. I mean, not that I could say that out loud to you.
I know. But we're allowed to chat, right?
Yeah.
Yes. This is not competitive D&D right now.
It's competitive hot dog eating.
Yep.
I wish I had a hot dog right now.
Oh, I want one now, too. All right, so she's within 60 feet of me, right?
Definitely.
Cool. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to banish her.
Okay.
It's Morse code.
Yep. You pull out a telegraph machine.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
So she's got... So, yeah, so I'm going to SOS her ass out of here.
Whoa!
If possible, if she does not succeed on her charisma saving throw.
Got it. So it's a charisma saving throw. What am I saving against?
15.
Okay. All right. So you start beeping out a message on your telegraph machine that appears in midair. Beep, 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 beep. You see these little dots and dashes sort of fly at her.
Ooh, I like it.
Through the air. And they sort of fly into her, and she says, "You think you can get rid of me with such a puny little?" And then she's gone.
I was so hoping that's where it was going.
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh, I love it.
Are the bushes still rustling?
Yes, they are.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Will, it's your turn.
Fuck! Fuck, guys! Fuck!
You gotta tell us that you're Will.
Yeah.
Strahd's got quite a mouth on
him. Yeah. For like a split second, I change out of that just in case she comes back quickly. And I'm like, it's me! Of course. I mean, I'm, you know. What is Strahd gonna be doing here? And I, of course, wouldn't have run so far away that you can... Never mind! Let's not have this conversation. There's no time, as Lank would say.
There's no time!
Should we free the ravens?
Yes. Let's...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes!
Right? Yes.
You
yes.
guys free the ravens. I'm going to stand, like, if something comes out of the bushes, I'll try to intercept them while you get the ravens out.
Well, let's go turn by turn, because I want to actually track these, because you have a minute, which is a good amount of time. It's 10 rounds.
Yeah.
So, okay. Will, what do you do?
Okay, well, I'm still talking to Bernard in my head.
I know. The talking will assume you have a minute to talk. Like,
right, cool.
I guess we shouldn't assume that Will can get out his message in that time. Hey, I mean, Katie.
Shut up! All right, from all directions, is this rustling coming?
Seems to be coming from multiple directions, yes.
Okay.
So in the break, I changed my mind. I don't want everybody to go round by round and tell me what you want to do. I want everybody to just in general tell me what you want to try to accomplish in this minute. Because I feel like that will take less time.
Okay.
And be less drawn out. I'm trying to do that in general with our game.
We should still go by turns. So,
first I was asking Will, because Vrafina just bananished her.
Right.
So I'll go in initiative order to tell me kind of what you want to accomplish, and then we'll figure out how that...
What's the Morse code banana?
B-A. Morse code.
We gotta edit that in.
Right. I don't know what it is, but that would be pretty great.
Alex would know. There we go.
Oh my god!
With the throat clearing?
It's part of the end.
Oh my god, that's cool that you know that. Wow, what a nerd. I love it.
Yeah, he totes knows.
Okay. Well.
So yeah, what is Will... You got a minute. Maybe that you talked about it later. You weren't there for the bananishment of the flesh golem, but...
Okay. I think he's just like, it's me! Well, like I said before,
yeah,
it's
you reveal
me.
Yourself.
I reveal myself.
I want you to tell me what you want to try to accomplish, and then we'll see how things shake out.
The problem is that I wasn't in charge of that, so I don't know if Will would immediately know, so I have to think about it for a second.
I spelled banana wrong.
All right, we'll blank all that out. Okay, we're starting from here, and sink.
And... Marker.
Speed. Just edit out one of the ends.
Okay. That's not how you spell banana, just in case.
Bananan.
Banana. Banana. I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Are we going to get out of here? We run away? What are we doing? That's what he says. What should I do? I'm Strahd. Maybe I could make... What do we think? I'm going to think. I'm not even going to rely on them.
Rafina, you're trying to get the birds out of the cage?
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
Okay. I'm looking to see if anything's coming out of the bushes.
Okay. Cool.
I'm going to get closer to the sound... coming from the bushes to try to intercept anything that comes toward Rafina, because Will is safe, right? Will's like up.
I'm pretty safe because I look like Strahd.
The skull is
low. And I stopped the skull from moving. I'm going to say that. The skull won't move. That's why she's mad about that. Have we found... Was there anything in the house?
Yeah. Now, Bathwack has the gem, right?
Mm-hmm.
I successfully gave it to him? Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else?
There was a lot of blood.
Crap, I don't want to go in there then.
Still kind of sloshing out and spilling out over the
frosted. Gross!
Rafina, how are you trying to open the cage?
Tell me what kind of latch it has.
It has a lock, which looks like it is carved with all kinds of runes and glyphs. It looks magical.
Uh-oh.
I tug on it, and it presumably doesn't open.
Nope.
That's not my action.
Nope.
Good. I was just testing it. So, I'm going to, I'm thinking.
That's good.
Very hard. I'm using up all my spells.
Can we shout to Nick to be like, hurry up and open the I want to do that.
I don't think he's within shouting distance.
Damn it.
There's much more noise that has been made. Than with shouting that should have drawn him by now.
Rafina, can you sonically boom your voice to make sure Nick is opening that freaking gate?
Yes, I can. I'm a little busy at the moment. I will do it in 1 second. I promise. And then I take out the ridiculous sun sword, and I very gently thwack the lock with it.
Okay.
Not gently at all.
Give me a strength check.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like an attack, so I'll give you the D4 that's granted to you by Bless.
Nice. Oh, crap, it's only a 2. With the D4, it's a booming 1. I'm not lucky enough to get to reroll a 2, right?
No. You get to add your strength modifier.
It's a freaking sun sword!
It is.
Alright, my strength modifier. Yes! Probably not great. Oh, it's probably minus not. One.
Yeah. I wondered. All right.
We shouldn't have added it.
So the sword kind of clashes off of the lock. You find yourself, since you're hanging from one hand, you find yourself hard to get the leverage to really thwack into this thing. Kind of skids off of it. Bathwack, what are you? Are you going after the same cage? Or are you doing the other one?
I was going to try the other one.
Okay. And how are you going to do so?
Well, so I'm going to notice that the lock is magical. What about the bars? What about the cage itself?
It looks very sturdy, very thick iron.
So I don't feel like the chances are very good that if I hit it with anything, I could knock in one of the bars.
You're a strong turtle guy. I mean, you never know.
All right. Sorry. I'm trying to pick an appropriate. I feel like it's not the best thing to use my sword to hit it. But I don't think I have a hammer anymore. Yeah, I'm actually not carrying nearly as many weapons as I'd imagine. All right. No, so I'll use the axe that I'm still holding.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite. I will not hurt anything in the cage.
Got it.
But I'd really like to destroy the bars.
Cool.
I don't know if I can say something beforehand, like, to tell them to move away. Like, move toward the back of the cage.
You can say whatever you want.
All right, well, I'll say it. I don't know if they understand it, but,
right.
You know, move away.
Maybe they understand Morse code.
Yeah. And now I'm assuming that it's attached to the tree.
Yeah, so hanging down from, it's more like there's a bar sticking out from the hut, and it's hanging down.
It's hanging off the bar? Is it on a chain?
Yeah.
All right. I risk breaking the chain, but all right, well, let's just do it. I'm going to hit it with this.
So give me a swing. Give me a d20. Add your d4 from your bless.
Okay. Ah, crap. So that's 10. Do I also get the attack?
What is Thunderous Smite? How does that work? It just adds damage, thunder damage or something?
Yeah, it
like
adds
that?
Damage if I hit.
Roll your whatever your damage would have been from that.
Just from the thunder?
Yeah.
4.
Your attack shakes and thunders and quails the bars of the cage. You see one kind of bend in a little bit where you struck most soundly, but the cage remains intact.
All right, too bad.
The Lank, as you're standing guard closer to the bushes near where Rafina is, you see from that direction figures struggling through the undergrowth and emerging out into the field. You were able to make out very quickly that they are two scarecrows, animated with evil intent, moving towards you. And they both approach. You've been readied, so before they get a chance to act against you, you can take your turn, basically.
Okay.
Are they holding flowers?
It does look like they're holding flowers. Or big lollipops.
There's two little... I put colors on them so we know which ones we're talking about. So
they
one
look
is
like
the
little
orange...
kids in straw hats with lollipops.
Yep, one is the orange scarecrow.
So
that is
I'm
funny
going
how
to,
that works out.
I'm going to flatten them with my hammer.
All right.
Because I can't stand kids with lollipops.
We've got orange scarecrow and purple scarecrow. Oh,
natural 20.
Oh, also, I see you have your physical dice back. That's nice.
Yay!
Yes. That long last, only like 2 months after moving in.
That's how it works.
It was not where I thought I'd put it.
Of course. That's
anyway.
How it works.
All right. So the way we rule criticals in this game is you max damage and then give me an additional weapon die roll.
Okay. 26.
Wow. Okay. Orange or purple? They're different pictures in our game,
purple.
But they're basically, they look similar. Okay.
The one on, so with Blank's face, the one on Blank's left.
Got it. All right. Your hammer crunches into the side of it, like one arm kind of falls off, and the side of its chest caves in. It seems pretty severely damaged, though not yet completely dead.
Jackass. Says Lank. second attack, I think, then going to swing at the other one.
Okay, go for it.
That is, well, that's 19, which I think I crit on 19 and 20.
You do, yes you do.
Nice! So holy moly!
We'll play the song, but I'll try to pause it in the middle. There we go.
28.
Oof.
Nice!
Very similar results against this one. Slightly more, even more damage. These look, these scarecrows look in very bad shape.
I'm also going to shout up to my companions, we've got two scarecrows. Over. I made it sound like I was on the radio.
Roger that.
We got two bogeys inbound at 6 o'clock.
So now that he's in turns, do we take turns again?
I mean, I'm kind of, now that people have in general said what they're doing, I'm just trying to resolve some actions.
Oh, man. There's all these scarecrows coming out. I was going to...
Yeah, Will, you do see from the north side of the clearing three more scarecrows approaching at this point. But what do you do?
Well, I'm going to alert everybody and say, more scarecrows coming this way! But I'm going to cast Fly.
Okay.
And fly over into the house.
Okay.
To see what's in there.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Alright, so you fly
I'm
your...
Still as Strahd.
Yeah, I assumed. Okay. And just so I know, what are you going to try to look into in there?
Well, is that a desk?
Yeah.
It was just a table. I mean, right here, I just noticed it looks like maybe...
There is a cot, a cabinet, a wicker cabinet, a wardrobe, a table, a stool, a chest, and a tub.
Okay. Because what I'm asking if that's a desk because it looks like there's some stuff on top of it. Is there actually stuff on top of it, or do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're looking at. Looks like a book or something. I'm trying to think of what that is in here.
I'm trying to
gauge. I think it's just a table, basically.
There's nothing really on it, then.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything of note.
All right, then the first thing I'm going to do is run over to that chest.
Okay.
And kick it open. I'm not trying to be pristine because I'm just. I have a ruse for when she appears, and I'm still Strahd in her house, so I'm not worried about that. I'm just going to knock shit over and see what's inside.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll see how that happens. You took your action to cast Fly, so
yeah.
So Rafina, still dangling. Lank is being assaulted by. Well, it looks like. The scarecrows are kind of assaulting him.
Yeah.
And you've got a cage above you that you try to smash with a magical sun sword.
Okay, so I look at the ravens. I don't speak raven, I say to them, but do you know how to open up this cage? Can you tell me something to help?
None of them speak out to you or anything like that.
But one of them does hold up a diagram of the cage.
Or slips me the key is what I'm hoping for.
But they're kind of like scrabbling around on the top of the cage, and you feel, it almost maybe feels kind of deliberate, sort of a poking into your hand, sort of with a talon, sort of a deliberate double poke, like poke, poke.
Ooh.
Hmm. So, okay. That means I need to... Hit it with the sword again.
Okay, go for it. Give me a strength check plus a d4.
16 plus 1 is 17.
Okay. The magical sun sword bites into the lock, and the hasp falls open, and the cage door swings wide.
Whoa!
Fly, little birdies, fly free!
This huge swarm of
don't
ravens.
Fly too far, though, if you can turn into humans and help us fight. Yeah.
This,
where ravens?
This swarm of ravens sort of swoops out and flies around, kind of hovering around you, Rafina. You see one of them fly down to the ground. You see it transform. Before you is Davian Martikov.
Oh my god, is he naked? He's naked!
He's completely nude, and he looks very achy. He's like stretching. And oh god damn, I was in there a long time.
Oh my god,
Davian! Oh fuck!
Good to see you again.
Oh my god.
Where's that bitch? Let me kill her! I don't know if
that's the attitude we're looking for.
Oops, someone sorry, give me I a weapon! Sure. She'll be back soon though.
Oh my god, you gotta fly out of here. I'm not there. Never mind. They died pretty quickly before.
A Bathwack. You see, Rafina has opened up her cage. Davian has emerged.
All right, I'm going to switch back to the magical sword.
Okay, cool.
And we're getting close to the end of the minute.
Kind of. I mean, we're really only taking a couple turns, maybe halfway there.
Okay, I really want to make sure I cast Bless again before we
got it.
Before she gets back,
I will give you I will take note of that and forget, and then you can remind me, and then I will give you a chance to do that.
Okay.
But you're going to swing with your magic sword.
Instead of using the plus two to parry, I'm going to use it for attack.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to attack the lock this time.
Got it. All right, so give me a d20.
Okay. 15.
All right. With all of that combined, yes, your sword cleaves into the lock. The door swings open. Another swarm of ravens swoops around. No magical transformations here, but neither of these swarms of ravens seem to be going anywhere.
Hmm.
You think you may have a couple allies in addition to Davy in there.
Hmm. They're flying around us?
Yeah, kind of. Not like obscuring your vision, or just staying nearby, sort of in a cohesive swarm.
Like on the battlefield. Okay.
Yeah. All right. The scarecrows to the north are going to make their way towards you all. Looks like maybe making a beeline. You seem to be the closest Bathwack to you. Lank, the two near you, reach out with their sort of clawed hands and try to swing into you. Purple reaches out. And that's an 18 to hit.
My armor class is 18.
Alright, so that does hit. 7 slashing damage. And I need you to give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no.
And what's your range on your little buff there, Bathwack?
Oh, 30 feet.
Okay.
No, wait, which one? Oh, on the, I know which one. Yeah, just a second.
And I'm also doing a 1d4.
You're definitely doing, you're still blessed, so you definitely get the 1d4.
It's 10 feet, it's really close.
Okay, so you don't get the additional 4.
Okay, the wisdom saving throw is 8.
Okay. So as these claws slash into you, you feel sort of a shock to your heart, and you are now frightened.
Oh no.
So you are at disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls as long as this scarecrow is within your line of sight, and you cannot willingly move closer to it.
Okay.
Right now it's right up in your face, so that wouldn't be possible anyway. But if
can he attack it, though?
Yes, he can still attack it. And it's going to slash at you again. And that's also an 18. I would make you give him another saving throw, but you're already frightened, so that would be redundant. And that does 6 slashing damage.
Well, I am very, very close to death.
Oh, no.
And the other one is going to try to slash at you.
Oh, no.
That is a 12 to hit, which is not going to hit. And a 12 to hit, which is not going to hit. So those kind of clash into your armor there, Lank. And it is your turn.
I'm going to attack the one that wounded me, that I'm afraid of.
Okay. Go ahead, that's the purple one.
That is... It's 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
One thing I was looking at. Are these things fiends or undead?
No.
Well, then never mind.
They are constructs.
That is 13.
All right. You smash into it, and it crumbles into a pile of straw and funny hats. A funny hat.
Plural.
Yep.
He's wearing so many hats.
Yep. Poof. Hats everywhere. So yes, you have defeated that one.
He's going to turn to the other one with a snarl.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, 24.
Alright, still a hit.
And 12.
Alright, you can describe to me how you kill this scarecrow as well.
I'm just going to shove the warhammer, like, pound straight through its chest.
Nice.
Like, not even bring it, not even swing it like a hammer. It's just going to be, he's so, like, recovering from being frightened that he's just going to smash it aside straight through.
Nice. Yes, it falls into pieces on each side of your hammer swing. Will, you're going to open that chest, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What do we got in this chest?
Did I just die? Did I just get shot?
You just took 24 thunder damage.
Great!
As you trigger a glyph of warding.
What is that?
We should have warned Will that everything in there is, like, dangerous.
And you crack open the chest. Uh-huh. And from within, scurry these, looks like, clawed... Like, picture Thing from Adam's Family, but undead.
Oh, gross.
Four of them come scurrying out from this this chest, and they all try to attack you.
Oh, great.
let's see. I'll just do all four. They all just basically claw you.
Gross.
I
am Strahd! How dare you!
That's a natural one on one of them.
Yep, that's right.
So it skids in the blood and falls out the other side of the... The hut, you all see this hand fall out and smash into pieces on the ground.
Oh, pieces. Good.
Okay. That is 13 to hit.
Nope.
And claws into your boots that don't match your outfit. 21 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
That does a 2 bludgeoning damage. It sort of smashes in a fist down onto your toes.
Okay.
20 to hit.
That hits.
That one does 4 slashing damage as it claws into your leg.
Okay.
Beyond the claws, they're called crawling claws, if you want to know the actual name of this monster. It's a crawling claw.
Okay.
You see gleaming from within the chest lots of gold pieces. You see some gemstones. You see a vial, some scrolls, a pouch. You see a set of pipes. And there's a, looks like a rock in there.
A rock,
you said?
Yep.
A rock, and I just got
like a polished river stone.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a lot of gold coins. That's like the bulk of what's in there.
Great. Well, I can't do anything about that right now. What is in the vial? Can I pick that up?
Yeah. If you're not too concerned about it, there's still these scrabbling undead hands around you, just to
I'm
be clear.
I'm just going to try to kick them out of the way and try to...
Okay.
I have fly cast, so technically I could be floating above the ground. They can't really reach me.
Okay.
If I don't know how they move, they can jump. I don't know.
Okay. They don't seem to have the power of flight. They seem to be under the
Screw
ability
them,
of...
then.
Okay, so you float up out of reach. It looks like it contains some sort of oil.
Fuck. So nothing useful that I can figure out right now. Okay. And what about the rock?
You pick it up, it immediately feels magical.
Magical.
You would need some time to... I'm assuming... Okay. You said you were rushing,
I'm just trying to see if there's anything useful that I could use against her, but it doesn't seem like anything that... Because a scroll I would have to read, gold does nothing. What else? There was like a rock and
gems.
A vial. Gems, yeah, that doesn't really do anything.
Scrolls, a pouch, a pipe, a set of pipes, like musical pipes.
Pouch, okay.
You mean like pan pipes or bagpipes?
Like, more like pan pipes. Definitely not bagpipes.
And these other cabinets, like, can I look and just see if it looks like something might even be, or is this just like a dilapidated ass place?
Yeah, I mean, the wardrobe's open because she was in it. It looks like it just contains soiled robes.
Ugh.
The wicker cabinet has assorted, like, spell components, so like bat's wings and, you know, bananas and things like that.
Nice.
That kind of thing.
Not
money else. Doesn't look like many hiding places unless you want to start ripping up more floorboards and things like that.
No, I think what I'm going to do is grab the pouch and then fly out above the battlefield. So I can look at the pouch and then cast spells, you know, when it's my turn next time.
All right. I'll tell you, as you're flying out, you won't be able to do anything right now. It looks like it contains, not shot, but like ammunition for like a sling. Like.
Oh. Okay.
10 of them.
Okay.
They look to be very nice, though. They're not just, like, stones. They're, you know, basically like ball bearings, but obviously not that well manufactured, but still look very nice. And, Rafina, basically everybody has like two more turns before, you know, Baba is coming back.
I do what Will had asked me, and I make my voice go all sonic-y boomy. Mm-hmm. With it, that's just a cantrip. And I say to Will, what do you want me to say?
Oh, get him to open the gate. I mean, those goats have, I feel like I've been having Bernard Ryle. Am I able to talk to her?
You're yelling across the battlefield. Right. She boomed at you.
She boomed at me. Yeah. I like how she whispered it, though. I was confused.
It's a boom whisper. Boom whisper.
Just, like, tell him to hurry up to get the goats out. Because I feel like those are probably important to her since she bathes in their blood. Right? Okay. I don't know. He's just taking so long.
I'm going to do it. Hey, Nick. Nick, hurry up and open the gate for the goats.
All right.
You like Rafina's boom voice?
It's very boomy. You immediately hear in your head, Rafina, telepathic message from Nick. He said, okay, I just let him out. They're running all over the place.
Yes. Mission accomplished, Will.
Woo!
Now what? Should I stay over here? What are you guys doing?
We're trying to save the world, Nick. But I don't say that in boom.
Well, you can reply with his message in your head.
Oh, really?
You can send a reply.
Let me ask Will really fast. Will, what do should he come here?
Nick? Yes.
Yes.
Did he let them out?
Good. Yes, he let them out. Will Will says Nick, come here. I don't like that you both have one syllable names.
Ride a goat if it makes it go faster.
Are the goats happy? That's from me, Rafina. That's not from Will. Are the goats happy?
The goats look happy now that I let them out. They're kind of running off.
Did anyone turn into a were-raven?
Nope. All right, I guess I'll make my way back over there.
Okay, see you soon.
Did you guys eat those brownies yet?
Don't touch the brownies.
I wasn't going to. She's scary. Is she still around?
It's a long story. Stop making me talk in my head. It's weird.
Bathwack, what do you do?
Well, all right. I have two more turns.
Basically, yeah. That's what I think would make sense.
All right, so I'll move over and let's see. I'm going to cast Searing Smite.
Okay.
And then attack both of these guys.
Awesome. One at a time, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'll go for the red one first.
Got it.
I didn't even notice that there were more.
Yeah.
I was like, I conquered them all.
Okay. I'll use the plus two bonus for attack now. At least until Baba Lasaga comes back.
Cool.
Alright, so it's 11... 20. Is there also 4 for bless? Yeah, for attacks.
You get a d4.
Another d4.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
definitely
hit.
Oh, all right. That's a 20. Yeah, total of 21.
Nice.
Okay. So I think this only. Yeah, this is only going to hit one guy.
I believe so. That's how your attacks usually work, right?
No. What I mean is the Searing Smite. Sorry.
Oh, it's just the next. Yeah, it's just a single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's 12 damage plus plus an additional 1 fire damage.
Okay.
And the target ignites if he can.
Oh, he definitely ignites. All right. And then this little spark of flame shoots off at the end of your sword, but it immediately catches in the dry straw that this scarecrow is made from, and he is quickly engulfed in flame. He's still up and mobile, but it looks like this flame will probably consume him very quickly. He may pose a threat, but you're not sure for how much longer.
Alright, I'll take a swing at the blue one then.
Okay.
19 plus...
Oh, yes.
22. Okay, definitely so then hit. Same thing. 6 damage.
Alright, it's the Scarecrow's turn. The one on fire swings at you with a claw, Bathwack. That is an 18 to hit.
Oh, yes, it misses.
Okay. Clashes into your armor. And that is a 21 to hit with its other hand.
That hits, yeah.
All right. Take 8 slashing damage, and I need you to give me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
And Katie, you can move Will to wherever he is, because you said you flew out and away somewhere.
Okay. Oh, crap. So that's... Man, even with all the bonuses, it's 4.
Ooh.
I rolled a 2, yeah.
Got it. Yes, you are frightened of this scarecrow.
Wow. It's
ridiculous.
He's mean.
Yeah, looks like your worst nightmare for a minute there. While you're scared of him, the other one swings at you. One is a 10 to hit, which I'm pretty sure does not hit. And the other one is a natural 1. So he swings, he misses with one, he looks to be enraged, and he swings hard with the other one. He misses you entirely, and his hand swings into his comrade, and his arm catches fire.
Nice!
Now he is flaming as well.
I like the klutzy scarecrows.
Yes.
How high are you, Will?
I'm flying high. I figured
2,000 feet.
Yes!
You're on the moon.
I'm as an airplane would be. No, that's the problem, is that diagonals work or whatever.
Diagonals don't matter.
He is high,
okay,
but to the point where he can still use Eldritch Blast, because that's all I really got.
So you're 60 feet up or something like that, isn't it? Something like, roughly.
Yeah.
I think that's the range of it. Too high for a scarecrow to reach you is all I care about right now.
I think it's 120. It's 120.
Okay.
So.
Got it. Well, I'm going to say, I'm not going to let you... You can move as high as you can move sideways. You were at the level of the house, so you could be like 40 feet up.
Okay.
30, you know, that kind of thing. You can move up 30 as well as directionally 30. The other scarecrow, the green scarecrow, does not approach you, Bathwack. He heads down towards Rafina and Lank, and he takes a swing at you, Lank.
Oh my god.
What a dickweed.
Oh, just to a note, he looks to, in the way he moves... He kind of takes as wide of a berth around the pillars of flame that are his comrades, and then heads towards Lang, so it looks like that may be a disincentive for him as that flame. 13 to hit?
No, that does not hit.
And a 20 to hit?
Fuck him.
So that does 4 slashing damage.
Come on, I'm on a thread here.
Oh, no.
And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Says Lank. Do I have any bonuses from Bathwack?
You still have your 1d4 you can add.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that. 14.
Okay, you do save, so you are not frightened.
Oh, thank goodness.
Wow.
All right. And,
I don't have any items. My hand axe of disruption can cast light. I don't know if it's like enough light to bother something that's afraid of fire.
We'll see. We'll go through them in return. I know it's getting late. I just want to finish up this pre-Babala Saga return, basically. Lank, go ahead.
How far are we from? So the fire is sort of here in front of the hut.
The fire is over where Bathwack is. It's the two scarecrows that are right next to him.
So this guy took a very long, wide path around me. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just going to try to hit him with my Warhammer then.
Okay, go for it.
That's a natural 1, but I get to reroll, don't I? Reroll 1 or 2 damage dice. Crap.
You do not, I'm sorry. That is a natural 1. Rafina gets to re-roll natural ones, because halflings are lucky. So that swings wide. You're slicked with blood. The Warhammer slips a little bit, and whatever you're using. I think it's that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll try again. But...
Okay.
12.
Okay. That hits.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, these things are not heavily armored or anything, and they don't seem particularly dexterous.
Okay, would a natural 1 with my attack bonus have hit it?
Maybe, but no, because it's a natural 1. Sorry.
That is... Plus 5 is 15.
Okay. Deal significant amount of damage to that guy. Rafina. Lank does not look well.
I know, I want to heal Lank. I'm going to use... It's not a bonus action, though.
That's okay.
I'm going to preserve life. Pull out my symbol. And 5 times my level, so that's 40.
You have 40
for creatures within 30 feet. Who else needs it? Who needs some healing?
Lank probably has got it the worst. I could use some, but Lank probably needs it the most.
I think he can only take up to half of his max, but that might be, I think, actually
knowing.
That's
true, that's true.
Half of my max would be...
It's like 50-something, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. Very good.
So, yeah, if he can take... I mean, he can
I can take 39.
Oh, all right. I've got one extra. Who wants it? I'll give it to Will.
Yay!
Will will always take when you give.
Thank you, Rafina.
Anytime.
Thank you. Lang sort of stands up straighter, which is very difficult to tell.
He doubles his height. All right. Do you still stay dangling from this cage?
Well, no, I climb down.
Impressive upper body strength.
It's awesome.
Yeah, well.
Doesn't that, she has to hold up like 20 pounds, so.
And then...
Okay, and this is your last turn, so where would you like to move? You know Babala Saga is coming back very soon.
Yep, alright. So put me, or I'll put me, sorry, my Firefox crashed, so I had to open it in Chrome and it's still loading. Okay. I just wanted to see where everyone else was, because there's safety in numbers. This is going to be very exciting to put in the podcast, I'm sorry.
Keep it in.
Yes.
Everybody edit it out individually of your own recordings. That's how terrible it is.
All right. All right, so there's Link, and he's feeling better. I'm going to head over. Come on, Link, let's get over here, if you can.
I still have a guy.
Oh, man, he's not down yet, is he? All right.
He's not, because my first swing was not great.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to start heading out toward everyone else, but I'm keeping Link and the Scarecrow in my sights still.
Okay.
I'll catch up as soon as I can.
So for the listeners, Rafina's about halfway between Bathwack and Lank. Lank is kind of southeast of the hut. Bathwack is kind of northeast. And Lank is actually hovering kind of nearby. I mean, Will is hovering kind of nearby.
Yeah.
Okay. Bathwack.
This is the last turn I have, so... I need to get everybody within 30 feet of me except Will.
Don't I get another turn?
And 15,
when did
20.
Did I mess up the order?
I mean, I haven't... You said 2 turns. I haven't gotten another one since you said 2 turns.
Okay.
So
I'll let you do 2 turns worth of things.
Cool.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I went out of the order because I went back into it.
I missed that too.
Sorry.
So can I smoothly change... You know, on each turn between parrying and using the sword for attacking?
Definitely.
Alright, so yeah, so I'm going to switch to using it as a parrying weapon and then disengage and take the hits if they have opportunity attacks.
Okay.
Yeah, and move back next to Rafina and then cast Bless.
Got it.
Thanks for all the blessing.
So you're going to take the hits if they have them. 15 and 17. I don't think either of those hit you.
Yeah, I don't think either of those hit.
Okay. So you're going to re-bless?
Yeah.
And what's the range on it?
30 feet.
All right. So you Will is excluded.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excluding him on purpose because I don't want... she saw Lank earlier.
Sure.
And so I'm just leaving him out of the magical things.
Cool.
Plus, Bathwack's a little bit pissed off that Will isn't engaging anything.
Hey, I went right up to her, man. I was doing all kinds of stuff. I'm doing much more than I feel like I usually do, probably.
That's kind of true.
I mean, Bathwick doesn't know that you immobilized the skull.
Yeah.
He does, though, because you said you did.
Oh, you told everybody?
Yep.
Well, I said that. Right. I don't know. But he might have not heard. It's fine.
Bathwack can't hear when Will talks.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with Bathwack being mad at me. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm useless. That's
I think you're
fine.
Just lying about immobilizing the skull.
Right. That's totally fine. I love it.
All right. We'll take one of your turns.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do something I forgot, and then you can take another turn.
Well, I'm going to cast Bonfire on the one that's by Lank.
Okay.
like in the square. Create bonfire. That he is cool. In. It's just create bonfire. I don't have to. I don't think I have to roll. It's just.
It just happens.
It just happens.
All right. All right. So fire shoots up all around him.
Yeah.
Catching him easily on fire. He starts to blaze.
Good.
And he will continue to be on fire and continue to take damage from that fire.
Good.
So that's your one turn. Okay. And then what I did was I had forgotten to even take attacks with the red and the blue ones, so I'm going to do that now.
You can forget that. That's fine.
They're going to move right. up next to Rafina and Bathwack. First they take fire damage because they're on fire. All right. Red one. You see more of the straw catch, writhes a little bit, but still is able to. And then the blue one. And then Rafina. That's a 21 to hit, and a 19 to hit.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure both of those hit.
Yeah.
That's 11 slashing damage. And I need you to make 2 wisdom saving throws.
Yeah. Wait, don't I have some sort of thing from Bathwack?
Yes, you have +4 on both of them and another d4 to add.
Oh, 17 and 20.
Okay, yes, you are not frightened of this scarecrow. You've seen
also,
worse things
also, I'm brave.
Yes, she is so brave.
And I haven't even done my d4.
I feel like Rafina should just be immune to anything scary. Because she'd just be like, psh! Right. You're not so
you don't scare me.
One of them reaches yeah. out with a flaming claw Bathwack at you. With a natural 20.
Oh,
that's
no.
not what we want.
No.
So that does 12 slashing damage.
Oh my god.
12?
Yep. The other one does not hit, so I need you to make 1 wisdom saving throw.
Alright. Ah, natural 20. Yes.
Alright.
There
you Yay. Go. That's the blue one. You see through its guise. You are not able to ever be frightened by this scarecrow.
Yes!
Ooh.
Awesome.
I just noticed that I am so brave that I have advantage on being frightened.
Oh.
On saving throws against being frightened.
Well, look at that.
Oh, I
thought as a halfling.
That's awesome.
They get to roll twice to frighten you.
All right. You're feeling so brave. You're not frightened at all. You've seen some shit in your day, Rafina. And then...
on the Barataco River.
Yeah.
And then...
There were some otter fights. Oh, man, it got real messed up.
And then thump, thump, thump.
The malice in their eyes.
Guys, I think I hear Frosty the Snowman coming.
Thump, thump, thump upon your head and shoulders. Shampoo bottle, no. Upon your head and shoulders, 3 scrabbling undead hands fall down upon you.
On me?
And, yes. Ah. And they try to inflict harm upon
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot, Will, for taking care of that.
11 to hit, 6 to hit, and 15 to hit.
Crying out loud. None of those hit.
None of them?
Okay. Yeah, none of them hit.
Oh, right. Wait. I think it's 15.
You have a 15 armor class?
So my armor class is 16.
Okay, then none of them do any damage.
They're schmeaner.
Some of them thump off of you and hit the ground. One of them is still kind of grabbing onto your shoulder.
This is gross.
Yep. Will, you get your other turn that I prevented you from taking.
Okay, I'm going to... He's going to nervously do this because he feels like she's going to come back at any second. But he's going to cast Eldritch Blast, and he has 2 beams... He's going to hit the one in front of Lank, and he's going to hit the one in front of Rafina. Bathwack, you can fuck off and fight your scarecrow by yourself!
Do you say that? All right.
I'll be like, I see you judging me down there!
Strahd's got some sass today.
All right,
go
so,
for it.
All right, cool.
Green first.
All right, 14 plus.
That is definitely a hit.
21.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, 25.
Definitely a hit.
Okay.
So roll damage, and you can push them if you want.
Yep, that's
green and red.
But I'm right here, so I feel like if I push Lanks, unless I can push it some.
As long as it's away from you, so you could do the slot next to him.
Well, I can push him 10 feet.
Yep.
Push it real good.
You could push him like diagonal 2 squares, whatever. Okay. Roll your damage first.
I don't know if I want to push actually the one in front of Lank, because that's where I cast the bonfire. I don't want to push him out of the bonfire.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Okay, but I will push the one in front of poor Rafina.
Okay.
Wait, I don't have to roll this anymore. I'm damage. Just rolling damage.
Yep, it's D10, I think, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, a 2. And a 7.
A yeah, 2 Bernard's and a 7, so, far so 9. Away, yeah, don't you don't have, get that bonus.
I don't get any
okay.
bonuses, so... Yep.
Alright. Alright. So, these beams of crackling energy shoot down at these scarecrows. Neither of them are dead, but all three of them are on fire, and they do not seem to like that. They don't seem to... You don't think they'll last long, probably none of them.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, with a beep 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 beep,
oh no!
You hear it sort of on the wind from the distance.
Oh, no. I hear banana on the wind.
You with a beep 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 beep, ooh. You hear a final.
Ow! That oh my was goodness!
Ow!
It hurt my ear.
It hurts your ears.
You
that's
hurt
right.
my ear. My
this,
real
this,
ear.
This crack as space is somehow filled again with this figure. And, she says,
"Who did that to me? No one does that to me! Strahd, my boy! You fly, fly away!"
And then, from around the corner of the hut, panting and huffing, Nick skids into view, kind of right near where she is.
Oh, no.
And, he skids to stop on his heels. He says, he looks around, like, at everything. Like, the hut has moved. These ravens are flying around. There's these flaming scarecrows. She's standing in her skull, looks super pissed. He says, "What did I miss?" And that's where we'll end up for tonight.
Where the hell have you been?
Rafina just wants to say, mm-hmm. while we're in this moment of who knows what's about to happen, that she has made... I have made a connection.
Mm.
Between the scarecrows and Strahd. I think we've been spelling it wrong all this time. It should be Strawed.
Strahd.
Strawed.
So he sends his scarecrow minions, and Nick's when they've right. conquered a city, he goes, "You just got Strahd."
That's amazing!
Because he's that kind of a dick.
Yes!
Oh, that's too funny.
Also, I'll say that you guys are lucky that you're able to get that gem out, because that hut has 263 hit points, just so you know.
You know what? Oh, I swear to Lord. God, you guys, like, that was awesome, because the thing is, I don't even think we've hit her one time. Have we even hit
no.
her?
No. We haven't. Nobody's even tried.
Well, we haven't now, tried.
No.
Right, but, like, Lank was almost nearly dead, and you got hit by a boulder, and, like, oh. I don't have very many hit points. That's why I'm always far away. I have half my hit points. I only got hit one time. So, sorry, guys. I'm pathetic, but... That's the thing, like, we're all pretty hit a lot already, and now we have to beat this witch lady.
Yeah.
Holy crap. No.
But Nick's there.
We're gonna win.
We're gonna win. I've used up, like, half my spells.
There's gonna be so much winning, guys. It's gonna be great.
And the scarecrows are still there!
Yeah, but they're burning.
They're not gonna last very long.
Alright, good. Die, scarecrows!
Die. Strahd men.
And hey, her mode of transport is immobilized. That significantly helps.
Yeah.
She'd be floating
that
around.
Was amazing.
Most of you would
I
not
knew
be
that
to
thing
her.
Was going to come in handy.
I know.
Lots of the things I give you maybe could come in handy.
Yeah, I need to go back and double check.
Start pouring mayonnaise on the scarecrow.
How do you like that, you son of a bitch?
So where's the naked crow guy?
I don't have a token for him.
Oh, okay.
He's stretching. He's
yeah,
doing
he's,
lunges.
He's kind of near the front of the thing. I'll put him in there.
He's intent on helping.
Yes, he wants to. He asked for a weapon. One of you could have thrown him one if you would like.
Oh, he asked for a weapon?
He did.
Yeah, I
missed
that.
Because he's nude.
Yeah, he's nude and weaponless, so we did a good job listening to him when he came.
We were all distracted by the nudity.
Yeah, we have a problem.
Okay,
should
I wait until next time? Or I'll throw him that sword, that Revenant sword, the +2 dragon sword.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll put this in here now, because I might forget between now and then. It's
two Raven dude. What is his name?
Davian. The Ravian.
Davian the Ravian.
I'll put in Ismark here, because Ismark is not around anymore. That's just for me to remember, and hopefully I'll replace that with something that looks more like Davian the Ravian.
A naked old man.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.